Supervisor Bowen, you stepped out of the room when we did that, 5 through 10. Do you want to ask to be added as voting on those?
Yes, sir. I'd like to be added as voting in the affirmative.
Supervisor Bowen asks unanimous consent to be added as voting in favor of items 5 through 10. No objection. That'll be ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Next item, Madam Clerk.
Item number 26 from Corporation Counsel, submitting a report pertaining to a contract amendment in the amount of $75,000 for a total contract sum of $200,000 with White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek SC for O'Donnell Park claims. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One piece of this is very straightforward. One piece of it is less straightforward. One piece is we need to amend the contract to pay our outside counsel to continue handling the O'Donnell Park litigation. As you know, there was a trial, but there's going to be extensive post-trial litigation related to insurance coverage, motions after verdict, and probably an appeal. And so we have expended the funds that are available for them, and we need more funds to continue to pay them.
I can hear you okay, but I don't know if other people can, and I don't know if the mics are on or these things are so loud or what's going on.
Something's up here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Maybe you can just start again.
Sure. This item is an amendment to their contract to allow us to increase the contract by $75,000 to continue to pay them to represent us in the O'Donnell Park litigation. As you know, there's been a trial, but there is going to still be a lot of post-trial litigation. And under Act 14, this amendment is an amendment to a contract between $100,000 and $300,000. It comes to the Finance Committee for passive review, meaning that if you do nothing, the amendment goes into effect. If you want to take action, you can. The only caveat or the only complication here is that we have essentially expended all of our 2013 litigation reserve account. So I have asked for, in a subsequent item on your agenda in the fund transfer packet, a transfer of $75,000 from the appropriation from contingencies to our litigation reserve account to pay for this increase. I was asked at agenda setting by the chairman whether or not this could be paid out of 2014 funds, and the answer is that yes, it could be, but then we start that much farther in the hole in 2014. And my thought was, and this is a policy decision, obviously, but you have a sizable unspent appropriation for contingencies, what appears to be a sizable surplus. I thought it would be, it might be acceptable to the committee to take it this way. If it's not, it's not. It just means we have about $350,000 in our litigation reserve account again next year, and that would immediately take that account down to $275,000 right away at the start of the year.
Supervisor Schmidt.
So, I understand that. I don't think I have a problem with it. I don't think anybody else probably does either. But just. So the litigation account, you usually, $500,000 after you usually start at? Is that an average over the 5 years, or where do you start?
The last couple of years, it's been $350,000.
Okay, so that begs the question then, you know, there's, O'Donnell was unusual, but there's always seemed to be one unusual case a year, probably, you can attest. So is that something we should look at increasing, or you're satisfied with that, or if you look at the five-year average and it's where it should be?
I don't want to be smart alecky, but if you can approve this out of the contingencies from 13, I think we can live with 350 and 14.
Good chance. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Obviously, I don't know what's coming, but we've been able to survive most years within the budget. This is the first time that I can recall that we haven't.
Okay. And this particular item is informational. If we act on the fund transfers, then so we don't have to do anything at this moment. Right. People have any more questions of Mr. Grady? Supervisor Hott.
Not a question for Mr. Grady. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not specifically for Mr. Grady, but just an observation. We're still in very interesting legal times. Governance is becoming more difficult, in part due to that, in part due to the actions of other governments and other branches of government. But I think it might be feasible for us to, I think it would be feasible for us to look at taking this from the contingency fund. As Mr. Grady said, we don't know what's coming up. My crystal ball has gotten awful murky in the past couple of months. Mm. So I think it would be prudent to explore that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Anything further on this item? If not.